Many of the larger houses in Olney were either rebuilt or refaced in the 18th century for relatively affluent lace dealers. Numbers 37 and 38 on a large corner plot is an example. It was originally the Catherine Wheel Inn, but was virtually rebuilt and refaced by John Rickards in 1722 and remained a lace dealer's premises for the next 100 years or more. Numbers 37 and 38 Marketplace became the home of the Talbot family, farmers, for many years. John Hale Talbot lived there through to the late 1840s, and Charles Hale Talbot lived there with his wife, 4 children, and 3 servants in 1851. Thomas Freeman bought the premises in 1873 and lived and worked there with his sons as carpenters and building contractors. The 1936 Register of Electors lists Margaret Freeman living in number 37 and lists Harold, the third generation, Alma and Dorothy living at number 38. 3 generations of Freemans lived there in succession. It was subdivided at some later date into 2 separate shops, one being a china shop run by the female members of the Freeman family, and the other half used by Barclays Bank. In 1939, the left-hand side of the building became Olney's post office. Perhaps it's worth noting a few of the duties of staff working at the post office during the 1940s and 50s. The post office opened every morning at 9 o'clock, closed at lunchtime between 1 and 2 o'clock, and then closed for the day at 6. On Saturdays, the staff had to stay on, often until 7 o'clock, to balance the week's takings. Wednesday was half closing day, until it changed to Saturday in the mid-1950s. Very few people had bank accounts in the 1940s and 50s, so the post office acted as a bank for most of Olney's population. Postal orders were issued and cashed, a sort of substitute for cheques. Radio, TV and dog licences were also issued. Old age pensions and family allowances were paid out, but only on specific days of the week. Family allowances were paid out on Tuesdays. Old age pensions were paid out on Thursdays and Fridays. And all these pensions were paid in cash for coupons in book form, issued to qualifying individuals. For a long period, family allowance was not paid for the first child. Only the second and subsequent children qualified. Olney Post Office also operated the Post Office or National Savings Bank. Savings books were issued and money could be deposited or withdrawn at any post office in the country. The interest paid annually on these savings accounts was fixed for many years at 2.5%. The money saved was often used to fund holidays or Christmas presents. Saving stamps could be purchased for 6p. 2.5p, or 0.5 crown, that is 2 shillings and 6p, 12.5p. The stamps were stuck in a small book issued by the post office. Children were encouraged to use some of their pocket money to buy these stamps, and so prompt them into the habit of saving money. These saving stamps were also sold in schools. Not only did the staff have to work in the post office, they were also expected to deliver telegrams. They often used their own bicycles to travel out as far as Warrington, Clifton Rains and Emberton. Not many farms and houses had telephones then. At this time, the telegrams were often delivered by Gladys Johnson, who worked at the post office for many years. She was helped occasionally by Miss Boys, a lady of real character, who was then at least in her 60s and very keen to help. Reputedly because some of the farms where she delivered telegrams gave her eggs, which she could take home in the basket of her very old sit-up-and-beg bicycle. In the 1950s, a member of the post office staff was also required to go to Barclays Bank to collect the money to pay the pensions and allowances, and then walk back to the post office, unescorted, carrying about £2,000 in cash. Once within the post office, this money was kept in a small till, out of view. Since 1980, The post office has been located within McColl's, formerly Four Boys newsagents, at the back of the shop, on the east side of the marketplace.